The November crop production report was actually a little bit friendly when you look at it for the soybean market. Looking at it for old crop numbers, what was kind of unusual is that we saw an increase in planted acres of 200,000, no change in harvested acres, no change in yield, but we did see an 8 million bushel increase in total supply because of an increase in production. Can't quite figure that one out, but looking at the rest of the numbers, we did see an increase in crush of 15 million bushels, which followed through to lower ending stocks by 14 million bushels down to 316 million bushels. So we started off with the numbers a little bit friendly. Flipping over to what we saw for new crop 2025, there was no change in planted or harvested acres. We did see a half a bushel drop in the yield, which was about a tenth of a bushel below expectations. That turned out to lower production for soybeans by 48 million bushels, putting production at 4.25 billion. That was 9 million less than expected by the trade. We did see demand cut a little bit. We did see exports drop by 50 million bushels, which didn't bode well for the news about China coming in and buying 12 million metric ton by the end of the year, and then looking at 25 million metric ton for the next 3 years. That followed through to put a cut in the ending stocks estimate of 10 million bushels, putting stocks at 290 million bushels, which was slightly friendly to the market because it was 25 million bushels less than expected by the trade. So overall, the soybean numbers came out to be somewhat decent for the trade. When you look at what happened as far as world numbers, not much change. We did see world ending stocks come in at 122 million metric ton. That was 2 million metric ton below September and 2.6 million metric ton below expectation. So overall, the soybean numbers really weren't all that bad for the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.